It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Susan and Natasha Alex Carter were last seen in the Beckley area in August of 2000 and have been missing since then.
You guys, a missing persons case that was more than 20 years old was just solved on Monday, April 22nd, 2024, and I'm going to tell you all about it now.
Well, now, a major breakthrough in this over two decades long cold case.
Human remains found in a 23-year-old cold case.
So the police in West Virginia cooperated with FBI agents to solve that missing persons case that was more than 20 years old. It was the disappearance of a mother and daughter named Susan Carter and Natasha Carter, who was better known to her friends and family as Alex. So mother Susan and daughter Alex. In 2000, 41-year-old Susan moved into a new house in Beckley, West Virginia. She was ready for a fresh start with her new husband, Larry Webb, and she brought her 10-year-old daughter, Alex, to live with her and her new husband. Now, Larry wasn't Alex's father. That was Susan's ex-husband, Rick Lafferty. It sounds like Susan and Rick's divorce had been messy and contentious around the 2000s. So it stands to reason that Susan was probably ready to take another chance on love somewhere new. But on August 8th, Susan and Alex's loved ones started having a hard time getting a hold of them. And after that day, nobody saw them out and about either. Now, it's hard to nail down an exact timeline. It's safe to say that the two hadn't really set a schedule yet since they were new to the community. And since it was August and the middle of summer, Alex obviously didn't have to show up for school yet either. So it was hard to say for sure if anything was wrong, but they were still reported missing. At first, the police assumed that Susan had maybe disappeared on purpose. As I mentioned before, she was fighting with her ex-husband, Rick, for custody of her daughter, Alex. So the authorities assumed that maybe Susan was worried she wouldn't win her case, and so she just took matters into her own hands. It's actually not unusual for a parent to kidnap their own child to get them away from their partner. And before the two went missing, Susan even threatened Rick, telling him he'd never see his daughter again. However, the more the police investigated, the clearer it became that Susan and Alex just, they didn't go missing voluntarily. In fact, a spokesperson later said it was a mistake for them to ever even seriously consider this possibility. It should have been clear, right from the beginning, that Susan and Alex were victims of foul play. Now, naturally, the next step was to look at Alex's father, Rick Lafferty, the divorcee. First, because it's so common when a woman goes missing for her partner or ex to be responsible, and Rick had plenty of reason to want to hurt Susan. Reason number one being the custody case. He may have killed his ex-wife to stop her from taking their daughter away from him. And in the process of committing the crime, Rick maybe also hurt Alex, or maybe has her hidden away somewhere, safe but out of sight. Except after a little digging, the police were able to rule him out as a suspect. So that obviously leaves Susan's new husband, who she moved to be with, Larry Webb. And Susan and Alex had presumably gone missing from the home that they all shared. However, there wasn't any strong evidence that implicated Larry at that time either. The detectives couldn't rule him out, but they also couldn't move forward with an arrest. Basically, the police had a lot of theories and people of interest, but very little in terms of concrete leads. The West Virginia officials brought in FBI agents to help, but they weren't able to solve it either. So with no new discoveries, the case obviously goes cold for decades. But the various investigators kept revisiting it, looking for old evidence that might have been missed, or bringing in new technology to see if it could produce any leads. So in December of 2021, they announced they'd give a $10,000 reward to anyone who could come forward with tips of this missing mother and daughter. And a little under 2 years later, in September 2023, they doubled the reward to $20,000. Now, in the meanwhile, the police secured warrants to search the West Virginia house that Susan and Alex had gone missing from. So this was in 2023. And at some point during their two separate searches, the detectives found a bullet in the wall of a bedroom where they believed Alex, our 10-year-old, maybe used to sleep. DNA testing showed that the bullet had Alex's blood on it, suggesting to the detectives that they had identified the exact place where Alex had probably been shot. So this was obviously enough that in October of 2023, Larry Webb, the new husband that she moved for, was indicted on first-degree murder charges. After all, the shooting had occurred in his home, and he was like, I had no idea what happened to them. And the detectives had identified some witnesses who shared information that implicated him further. The police thought this was all enough to move forward and press charges. Usually the next step in a case like this would be to go to trial. But by this point, Larry was in poor health. The police haven't commented much on his private medical information, but before his arrest, Larry did tell one reporter that he had dementia.
Webb said in an interview with us he had dementia and did not know what happened to them.
He needed so much regular care, it wasn't practical to keep him in a jail cell. And his lawyer said that he wasn't strong enough to go to get to the courtroom. It was actually an argument that the judge agreed with. So his hearing kept getting delayed time after time. In fact, it took the police 6 months just to take Larry into custody after the indictment. They didn't formally arrest him until April 12th. And instead of taking him to a jail or a prison, they incarcerated him in a special nursing home for inmates. So it was clear that he didn't have much time left, days, maybe weeks. At some point in April of 2024, a detective paid Larry a visit in his nursing home. They struck up a conversation, and the police officer convinced Larry to meet his fate with a clean conscience. And Larry agreed to confess. And although he'd been having memory issues due to his health, Larry was able to describe the crime in clear detail. The detective was stricken by how coherent and logical his story was, even after all these years. Larry admitted that back then, he had murdered both Susan and Alex. On the day of the homicide, he confronted Susan because he believed she'd stolen money from him. He saw that some of his cash was missing and she'd recently made some big ticket purchases that he thought she shouldn't have been able to afford on her own. He asked Susan about it and the conversation grew heated. And eventually Larry says he just flew into a rage. He picked up his gun, he shot Susan, killing her, and afterward he murdered Susan's daughter, Alex, too. Larry said he did it because he was worried that she'd be able to implicate him if she was allowed to live. He took the innocent 10-year-old's life solely because she was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And according to the statement he later gave police, in that moment, Larry knew he had just ruined his life forever. After the double murder, he wrapped the bodies in bedsheets and dragged them into the basement so they'd be out of sight. He knew they couldn't stay there permanently, but he also knew it could take him a while to find a place to bury them. In fact, Larry spent two full nights digging a pair of shallow graves in his own backyard. Then he buried Alex and Susan and hoped they'd never be discovered. For more than two decades, they weren't. He'd done a very thorough job of covering up his crime. The problem was that by the time Larry finally came clean, almost 24 years had passed, and his memory wasn't as sharp as it used to be. Especially because it sounds like his health issues were seriously affecting his mental state. So even though he tried to explain in detail where the police could find the bodies, he just couldn't. They only had a general idea of where in the yard they should search. And it's worth noting, teams had already looked for graves in Larry's backyard before he was arrested. That time around, they found nothing. And without more specific details to go off of, the investigators weren't confident that they'd find anything this time either. On April 9th, the detectives even brought Larry back to his home with a search team in hopes that he could point out the exact spot where they could dig. But even then, he had a hard time remembering the precise location. It took the police 3 days, mostly working on their own, to identify the most promising options and excavate them. At one point, a neighbor even got involved. He was a professional landscaper and had some insights on the process. Eventually, they focused in on an area of Larry's yard that had been described as inaccessible. And I'm not sure what that means exactly, but it sounds like it was a spot that was kind of tricky to get to. That may be why nobody had looked there before. Finally, at roughly 4:30 p.m. on April 22nd, the authorities pulled two bodies from the ground. Just as Larry had described, they were in his backyard and wrapped in linens from a bed. It was a grim discovery, but it brought the police one step closer to finally closing this case. At least, it should have. But there was still one massive barrier that stopped them from moving forward and convicting Larry. He passed away at 10:30 a.m., 6 hours before the remains in his backyard were recovered. So even though Larry had cooperated and tried to describe the exact location of the graves, he still died before his victims could be found. The police couldn't do anything about it, but they still moved quickly to get DNA tests on the bodies and confirm their identities, and as they suspected, it was Susan and Alex.
He detailed for us exactly how he murdered both women, how he wrapped their bodies in bed linens, how they spent 2 days on the basement floor of his home while he dug a shallow grave in his backyard.
Government officials notified the mother and daughter's loved ones, including Susan's ex-husband and Alex's father, Rick Lafferty. When he heard where they'd been found, he admitted that he'd always had a feeling about the place. Whenever he drove by it on the road, he always got a pit in his stomach. Then on Tuesday, April 23rd, the officials made a public announcement that the case was finally solved. Now, Larry will never be brought to justice. He lived as a free man for almost his entire life. But at least Susan and Alex can now be properly laid to rest. And their surviving loved ones don't have to wonder what became of them. Rick told reporters he was grateful to have his daughter back, as sad as the circumstances were, and he was glad that he never gave up hope that he'd get some kind of answer about the disappearance. This wasn't justice, but at least it was a conclusion.